And, you know, I was about 28 by that time, 29, 30, somewhere in there. And suddenly, we started getting these bags and boxes of all my stuff. You know, they kept it whenever I was cute, but after I grew up, you know, they sent it on back to Jamie and I's house. And, of course, we didn't know what to do with it. We had no space for it. But anyway, one thing I was really into, you know the Estes rockets? Anybody here do Estes rockets? Wow, you are deprived. That is the coolest thing. You make this rocket, and then you put engines in it that actually work, and they shoot up in the air, some of them 500-600 feet, and then a parachute comes out, and you run and chase. No one's ever done that except Boy Scouts? Okay, yeah. Yeah, boy, I tell you what. I hope. That was really cool. But anyway, I was really into that. I had them hanging in my room. And you know, models. I loved models, right? And I had those airplanes hanging in my room as well. But whenever I went through the stuff that Mom and Dad gave me, I had forgotten how many I'd started and never finished. I'd forgotten how many things. I got to be careful because, you know, my sons are listening. I had started and not finished, right? How many projects outside of school that I had started and lost interest? Right? Anybody been in those shoes before? Yeah. Well, many times this is all about fatigue. And it's important to recognize how fatigue makes us vulnerable in every area of life. Fatigue affects immune systems. By the way, I welcome you to write these things down. If you want. Immune system of our relationships. Fatigue attacks the immune system of our spiritual relationship with God. The immune system attacks our moral integrity. Fatigue attacks the immune system of our physical health. So we have to be very aware of our vulnerabilities of fatigue. And there are two major areas that I want to lift up under this topic this morning. And, you know, the enemy sneaks its way in, right, to our lives through these ideas of fatigue. And one is spiritual fatigue and physical. The other is physical fatigue. Sometimes when I'm physically fatigued, it doesn't concern me like when I'm spiritually fatigued. However, I usually realize I'm spiritually fatigued about 2 or 3 months after it actually started. You understand what I'm saying? That's kind of a more hidden area of our life, and many times we don't realize it until after the fact. But the spiritual fatigue, where it attacks your spirit, that is really deadly. It's very deadly. Jesus always guarded himself against spiritual fatigue. Jesus had long and late working days. Mark tells us he had worked all day, and that evening, after sunset, the people brought the sick and the demon-possessed to him to be healed. Now you can imagine. Think about this. Start, I don't know, 8, 9 in the morning. I don't know what time they started back then. Worked all day healing folks, preaching, talking to people, teaching people. The sun goes down and he goes into a house. And guess what? People keep bringing the sick and the infirm for him to heal. Well, listen. 3 verses later... Mark tells us, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he, let's all say it together, prayed. You can't tell me he wasn't physically tired. But there is something more dangerous even than physical fatigue in our life, and that's spiritual fatigue. It is critical that we do not have in any day fail to meet God. And quite honestly, that's why I feel and we feel that it is so important that there is a little devotional. And Cliff, bless his heart, he is very patient with me, and he creates this devotion for you to take home so you can spend some time with God. That's why we print names in the bulletin and we lift up joys and concerns so you can write down new joys and concerns so that you can take those bulletins home, spend some time daily with God. You know, I call it your prayer chair. You've heard that enough, haven't you? Take these home to your prayer chair. Do this little devotion. Lift up people's names in your prayers. We want you to have every opportunity, from our perspective, for you to spend time with God. Amen.